This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman, on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open on Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Okay, so the Broncos wrapped up OTAs. And one thing that the media saw yesterday, if you were checking your roster, was the fact that Greg Dulcich was working on the side. Why? Well, that hamstring injury. Again, missed 15 games last season because of it. But they might have a replacement. A guy who caught 14 balls last year. And it felt like when Lucas Kroll, he made plays last year.
He did make plays. You're right.
The only play that he didn't make, and to no fault of his own, was a ball that he didn't catch in the end zone in Houston.
Yes.
And that was not on him. So, Sean, what's going on with Lucas Kroll?
Man, I thought he's had a good week. And I said, you know, if you didn't notice, everyone in the media was looking down at the rosters to see who 85 was. And I said, someday soon they're going to know who 85 is. He's looking sharp.
First of all, we all know who Lucas Kroll is. We saw him enough last year.
Did you change his number?
No. We're all good.
Did he wear 85 last year?
I don't remember what he wore, but I knew it was Lucas Kroll.
He did, once they cut Albert O, because Albert O had 85.
That's right. That's right.
We know who 85 is.
I'm pretty sure I knew who Lucas Kroll was.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Right.
The effect of the... It was a good bite, and I used it.
Right.
So, there was nothing wrong with that. I had no problem with that, but Lucas Kroll, it was a two-hour snapshot. Lucas Kroll was probably the best player on the field yesterday.
Yep.
He was just...
By the way, I want to correct myself. He had 14 targets last year.
Yeah. He only had like 8 or 9.
He had 8 catches, but here's the key. 12 yards a catch.
He...
For a tight end, that's pretty stinking good.
He's remarkably long. Like, I looked at him yesterday, and it was, first of all, he made probably the 3 best catches yesterday.
Yep.
One of them on a ball down the middle from Jarrett Stidham that kind of ended, that was one of the exclamation points, one of the punctuation points to the end of practice. That was probably the best throw yesterday. 2 or 3 with Bo Nix, who had no problem, by the way. He was behind on a couple of guys, yes, but he also threw the ball into some tight spots impressively, and more times than not, it was Lucas Kroll on the receiving end. He is a huge target, not a big target. He is a huge target. He runs well. I guess I just hadn't really paid enough attention last year to his speed, his north-south speed.
I noticed that this guy could play.
Yeah, he can play.
Last year, it was pretty evident that this... Now, the reason why we're saying, ooh, this guy can play is because nobody knew who he was to start the season.
Exactly, right. And he wasn't with the team. Right. I mean, he came in. He's only 25 years old. He's a young guy. And he is intriguing. Yeah. I'm not, you know, he's intriguing. So... Yeah, I thought that he was very impressive yesterday, and good for him. Good for him. But he was beating safeties down the field and making tough catches along the sideline. By the way, Tim Patrick back has changed his number to 12.
You had to look down at your roster for that, right?
No, because I knew you know Tim Patrick. I mean, you know how he looks.
Yep.
So
12 is not necessarily a number,
no.
By the way, for a guy who makes the team.
Josh Reynolds at 11, I had to look down. I figured it was probably him, but I wasn't sure.
Right.
Because this is my first look at Josh Reynolds.
I thought that was Greg Nettles.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So who, by the way, I think is going to be a nice piece. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get ahead of myself on Josh Reynolds.
Okay, let's move to the quarterbacks.
Okay.
And let's use a phrase that is going to be used throughout the rest of OTAs.
Okay.
And throughout all of training camp. It's kind of like in the draft you have certain phrases that you hear, like fluid hips, like value pick. Okay? This is a phrase that will be consistent throughout training camp. He won the day.
Oh, yeah.
Love that phrase.
Yeah.
He won the day. So yesterday, who won the day in May?
Let me preface my remarks by saying, and Sean told us this very early, all three of the quarterbacks worked with the ones.
Right.
So they all worked with the ones at various days. Bo Nix was working with the ones with the day the cameras were there. So.
Wait.
Bo Nix won the day yesterday.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that before the media showed up, before the media, they were all working with the ones. Yesterday, it was only Bo Nix who worked with the ones?
Yeah. Jarrett Stidham worked with the ones on, I don't remember the exact days, but. Stidham worked with the ones on one day. Wilson worked with the ones on another day. Nix worked with the ones yesterday. It just happened to be the day that the cameras were rolling.
By the way, as you just said this, am I the only one that when you say Wilson, I don't think Zach, I think Russell? We have to come up with a nickname for this guy.
Should I just go with Zach?
Z-Dub. Anything. I don't care.
Z-Dub?
Whatever it is. I don't
Zippy.
Care. Zippy is fine.
Zippy could work.
I don't care. Just stop saying Wilson because I'm getting flashbacks.
Well, that might be... Huh. Okay, I'll work on that. Zach.
By the way, we have another new phrase for our vernacular. Orphan dogs. That is what Sean Payton affectionately calls... his quarterbacks.
They come from different systems. One's coming from college. One's coming from two or three NFL systems. And the other's coming from one system. They're all in a race to learn this system. And I would say, you guys watch the practice. Man, they're doing well.
Nix was good. Stidham had good moments.
Yeah, the best deep ball today.
He did have that. And Zach
had
Zach,
an interception.
Zach was behind. Zach was not. Sean, and I defer to him, may see him as comfortable. He didn't look particularly comfortable to me. The first play that he ran on 7-on-7, he ran. the ball. He took the ball down right. and ran it in 7-on-7.
Were his eyes up, though?
Throw the flipping football. It's a 7-on-7.
He was trying to show off his wheels, man.
You know? Stidham and Wilson were much more check down throws. Bo Nix had a few of them, but he created more with the opportunities that he had. He was behind on maybe one or two throws, but by and large, I would say maybe one bad throw out of all the throws. And they did a couple of different 7-on-7s and a couple of different 11-on-11s. I thought he was the best quarterback. And he was also the most engaged quarterback from a standpoint of interacting with receivers, high fives, getting guys going, and things of that nature. Just as kind of an observation, for whatever it's worth. I hate the whole who won the day. You're right. That will be uttered. Yeah. I hate that whole thing because it's a collective thing, and we only have seen two of the 6 days that he's practiced, he being Bo Nix, and we only saw one of the 3 days that the other two quarterbacks have practiced.
Coming up after the break, Michael Malone said at the press conference yesterday for the Nuggets season-ending press conference, the emotional reaction to losing cannot force you to make emotional decisions. Is he talking specifically about Michael Porter Jr., or is there a bigger picture to that? That's next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open next Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, I love telling you about Castle Rock Men's Health in Parker, Centennial, Denver, Fort Collins, and is now Castle Rock Hormone Health for men and women. I have my internist, and then I also have Dr. Lee, who I consider an internist as well, because he does things that internists don't do. He makes sure that all of the other things, non, for lack of a better phrase, medical, like, do I have a sinus infection? Things like that. What Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Hormone Health does for me is he makes sure that all of my levels are where they need to be. Testosterone, estrogen blockers, supplements, anything to keep me at my optimized health. He does an amazing job. There are lots of different companies out there, but no one does it better than them. And I've worked with companies like this. They really care about my health, and I cannot thank them enough for all the work that they've done. Now, they also work with people who have ED, but they also have something that not a lot of places in town have. It's called Gaines Wave Therapy. It's a revolutionary way to treat ED and to optimize your sexual health. Schedule your appointment today at crhormonehealth.com, crhormonehealth.com. Sometimes I realize maybe I sweat the small stuff at times too much, but there's a little thing that bothers me, and it happened again this morning. I don't know why it bothers me that when you meet someone and they forget your name, they refer to you as boss or chief. I'm not your boss, and I'm not your chief. What's up, chief? What's up, boss? Dude, my name is Eric. But I find it also amusing that when you see someone and you don't know them at all, they still refer to you as boss or chief, which is something that happened this morning. Everybody needs to take that out of their word salad for the day.
What when you don't know?
Why are you laughing, Alex?
That's just like a young person thing.
I would think.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's up, boss?
What's up, boss?
What's up, chief?
Dude.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Mia.
I do it.
Mia, now, and kids, they have their own vocabulary.
Sure, yeah, of course.
No, she said to me, it was yesterday, she said, "Do you want me to teach you all the slang terms that I use with my friends?" And I said, "No, not really.
No,
I'm good.
I'm
fine with the words that I use on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the offer."
Yeah, and I understand that there is a
right.
whole different vernacular out there.
She said to me, this is a word in her vocabulary. Ah, I low-key this. And I said to her, what the hell does that mean? I mean, when I hear the word Loki, I think of Marvel Comics.
Oh.
I don't think of the words that she uses.
Right.
And I'm thinking, do you need to come with subtitles?
Well, mid is a term now. Mid.
Yeah. But here's the other one. Mia has started to refer to me as bruh. And I said,
No.
I refer to you as bruh. You don't refer to me as bruh.
Okay.
Okay. I do have a three-letter word that you can use for me, and bruh is not it.
Gotcha.
It's dad, not bruh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not big on that. That's not a...
Well, your kids are adults now.
Yeah. I get dad, daddy... Sometimes from my girl.
Oh, I don't get daddy at all.
I get daddy every now and then.
Yeah. Time now.
Only from the girls.
Time now for the buzz.
Women.
Women.
They'll always be my girls. But
the buzz is presented
women.
By Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
Michael Malone said at the press conference yesterday, the emotional reaction to losing cannot force you to make emotional decisions. And I agree with that on its face. Is he referring to MPJ or is he referring to the team in general?
I think he's referring to the team in general and making impetuous decisions based on a painful end to the season. I mean, I'm guessing, which I don't worry about because I think Calvin Booth is about as chilled out and
pragmatic.
Absolutely.
I don't think
as
he
guy,
makes.
He just, to me, makes. That's just not his deal.
He reminds me a lot of Masai Ujiri in the sense that Masai, totally pragmatic, loyalty to his players in terms of he likes them. But if you don't fit, bang, you're gone.
Yeah, loyalty to the process.
I mean, think about this for a second. Now, I was told this anyway. When Tim Connelly was still there, I was told by somebody close to the situation that Will Barton was not going to be back. At that point, I was told Tim Connelly was still running the show. But it was pretty immediate that he was shipped right when Calvin Booth took over.
Yeah, that was like the first thing that happened.
So with that,
and it was overdue.
Yeah. So with that, Booth says they're going to be aggressive. What does that mean? Is that
question.
Free agency?
Yeah.
Is that in trades? I mean, I don't see how you can be aggressive in free agency if you don't want to go into the second apron.
Does it mean looking under any rock, every rock? I don't know because I would agree on the surface of that remark. The fact that you are in the situation that you are in financially and some of the restrictions that presents, how aggressive can you really be?
Right. Trades are the only way you
That's
can truly
it,
be.
Right?
And what chips do you have? Do you want to start trading your young players that are still sitting on the bench?
And the answer to that is, and we've talked about a lot of things this week, but it's always been with the understanding that you're probably not going to lose two starters. And I had this discussion with a group of guys yesterday about what the core is for the Nuggets. My argument is, and it's not an argument, my thought is, the core is Jokic and Murray. Now, others will say the core is Jokic, Murray, Gordon, Porter, KCP.
KCP is not part of
but
that.
I don't think he is.
No, he's... When you talk about core, there's one thing all of them have in common. They're young players.
There you go. But to me, the core is two guys, not four guys,
right.
Even.
But core four sounds better than core two.
It does. Core four works very nicely.
Right.
No question.
Right.
But, and this is with, and I mean all due respect to MPJ. And I'm sure that he is viewed as a core player.
He is. He's absolutely
no question at all.
Yes.
But from a competitive standpoint, the core for me is the two guys.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean,
well, let me.
You can add to the core.
You know what a core player is? Two things. One, young. Two, untradeable.
Well, those are the two guys.
You're not going to trade them.
Yeah. That's right. Jokic, 29. Jamal Murray, 20, what is he, 6, 26
Although,
now?
Being 28, 29 is not young, but you can say that's your prime.
Yeah, he's in his prime. Jokic is in his absolute, and he continues to improve.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's kind of where we are. So the aggressive, this is obviously something we'll be paying very close attention to, and it'll be interesting to see what they mean. I go back to, I don't think MPJ is going to be traded. I do think.
So how are they going to improve this team?
They're going to do it from within.
I'm glad that Calvin thinks they still have a really good chance of winning the title next year. I'm not going to disagree with that. But we are also going to watch this offseason. Teams get better either A, by osmosis, which is Oklahoma City, or teams get better through moves because they have cap space and draft picks like San Antonio. And then, of course, you have Minnesota. And, oh, by the way, the Mavericks are up in their series in the Western Conference Finals.
I don't think it's a question of the Nuggets necessarily getting any worse. I just think it's the question of others around them getting better,
which is
what happened this year.
I mean, I can't remember who came up with this phrase, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Right.
Okay. I think the Nuggets certainly have a lot of talent. And it really just depends on how you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And what do I mean by that? They were one half away from advancing to the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
That's a pretty good place to be.
Yep.
Okay.
Agreed.
But the obvious problem was they didn't have a bench to relieve Jokic specifically of his minutes.
Yeah.
And with that, we talk about making emotional decisions as opposed to pragmatic decisions. They brought back DeAndre Jordan as an emotional decision. That wasn't pragmatic. He barely played. I know he's played 11 minutes a game, and you can make the case, okay, you play 11 minutes, 48 minus 11 is 37, right? 37 minutes. That'd be good for Jokic per game, maybe even less than that. But honestly, Malone didn't really want to use him. So what did you bring him back for? Veteran leadership? Sorry, you have veteran leadership on that team.
It'll be interesting.
And I wish DeAndre Jordan would have played more.
Yeah.
Not to relieve Jokic as much as I still think this guy has some basketball in him, and he plays a position where he can be effective enough in the non-Jokic minutes to do some things.
Hmm. Okay. I do think that they will load manage differently next year. I think was enough of a theme yesterday that that I think that we will see something different. But you're right, Eric. You have got to find, if you're going to promote from within, you've got to make an honest effort to give key minutes to those players in an effort to find a postseason combination that's going to work for you. The Nuggets are going to be in the playoffs next year. We don't know where they're going to be. Are they going to be a first, second, third, fourth seed? They will be in the playoffs. How will they be built for the playoffs? That's the question moving forward, because you're absolutely right. The failure for the Nuggets wasn't because Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic had bad days. It's because they didn't have a bench to allow them to have great days.
What I'm about to say happens in sports all the time. The battle between the GM and the head coach. The GM brings in the players, brings in young players, wants these players to play. Let's see what we have. The coach wants to win now.
Of course.
And because he wants to win now, he wants to play with the players he feels more comfortable with, and he doesn't want to put players out there in games that he wants to win, knowing they have training wheels. The best example I can give you was Gary Kubiak's final game as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Kubiak wanted to win that game. He had no interest in starting Paxton Lynch. So, in so many words, he flipped off John Elway and said, I'm playing to win in the final game. I'm not here to give Paxton Lynch experience, probably full well knowing he was leaving at the end of the season, which is what he did. Remember what Calvin Booth said at the beginning of the season. We would like to win a championship next year, but it's not our priority. We want to win three titles in 6 years.
Right.
Three titles in 5 years. Whatever computation, permutation you want to come up with. But you can't do that if Julian Strother is playing 10 minutes a game.
Yeah.
You can't do that if Jalen Pickett is playing 4 minutes a game. Hunter Tyson is playing 2 minutes a game. And you have Reggie Jackson, who's on the tail end of his career, playing 22 minutes a game. Yes, Peyton Watson did play close to 19. I get that. But where was Peyton Watson in this Timberwolves series?
Right.
He wasn't.
No trust, or not enough trust.
So I'm guessing the conversations between Calvin and Michael were probably lengthy. Please play these guys. I want to win now. And back and forth we go.
And on top of it, you had the added pressure, and it was pressure, and it extended the tough minutes down the season stretch to try to win the top seed, which they flittered away down in San Antonio. The irony is they did all of the heavy lifting for it and then just kind of let it go with a poor effort down in San Antonio. But they did work much harder down the stretch for something that they ended up not getting, which was home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
And how did that work out?
Which ended up
they lost three games.
Which ended up not being that important anyway. However, maybe they'd be playing the Minnesota Timberwolves right now instead, right? Maybe they would be playing them now.
Well, let's get into this next. Let me think of a good way to phrase this to tease this. This is live radio, and I probably should think of something smart to say. I'm having a sometimers moment because of my age. I just totally blanked.
Well, don't.
I know what it was. Malone said at the press conference yesterday, he said, we had a chance to rest our players at the end of last season. That's right. Why we were fresh. Well, there's a reason why you couldn't rest your players at the end of this season. And it's going to be the same reason why you better improve your roster. They are tied together hand in hand. We'll explain next.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The taste.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, June 5th, Government Fleet Vehicle Auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open on Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS, and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
So, talking about what happened last year and this year, and about coasting towards the end, the Nuggets had a comfortable lead so they could rest their players. But let's look how the landscape has changed in just 1 year. In the Western Conference. Just for fun, how many teams last year finished with 50 or more wins in the Western Conference?
The Nuggets.
Two.
And Memphis.
That's it. That's it. This year, you had five teams finish with 50 or more wins. Let's put this into perspective, which is pretty stunning. Okay? The Phoenix Suns last year finished fourth in the Western Conference with 45 wins. If they had 45 wins last year, they would have not made the playoffs this year. They were the fourth seed last year. Last year. This year, they wouldn't have made the playoffs. How drastic is that? So with that, you better have gotten your young players some work, because next year, it's going to be even tougher to want to get those young players some work, because you have Oklahoma City, 57 wins, Timberwolves, 56 wins. All these teams are going to be better. So when are you going to get these guys the work?
The path forward to me is totally clear. There really isn't much murkiness here. You're in the situation that you're in financially. You're limited in what you can do from the outside, free agency. It's not an issue for the Nuggets. You have to develop your people, period.
You have to develop them. And as I said at the beginning of the season, there will be games, unfortunately, that Michael Malone might have to sacrifice in the regular season to get these guys some experience.
Right.
Okay? He did that decently, specifically with Strother.
Yeah, he did.
But now you can't.
Yeah.
Ja Morant is going to be coming back. Mm-hmm. Memphis is going to be much better. Oklahoma City is going to be better. Minnesota is going to be as good, if not better. Dallas, you would think, would be better. With that,
San Antonio is going to be better.
Considerably better.
Right.
So if you're going to sacrifice wins to get these young guys some experience, oh, you're not finished with the number two seed. You're finishing much lower than that.
But think about the easy touches.
This was the year to do it.
Right. Think about
next year, you're not going to have that option.
There are no easy touches in the West outside of Portland and maybe Utah. I mean, Sacramento can play. They've got two pieces, arguably three.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, we've completely discounted them. We haven't even talked about Sac. How about the Pelicans? Zion Williamson's right. kind of coming on now, isn't he?
I think New Orleans is going to be a factor.
Right.
The West is absolutely beastly.
Houston's going to be better.
They were better. They got better during the season.
Right.
They made a late run for the playoffs from nowhere. Won like about 11 or 12 straight games at one point.
So as far as seeding goes, now you need to. Now you can't take games off.
No, you got to figure out ways to win, but you got to do it with the hand that you're dealt.
So if you want to load manage, that's fine, but you're not looking at the number two seed anymore.
No.
You're looking much further down. I'm not talking about having to play in the play-in tournament, but you're looking about the fifth or sixth seed.
If
you're going to load manage, because all these other teams are going to continue to win. Again, let's look at this past season and the season before.
Yeah.
Just how much better this conference has gotten. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Tough go of it last night for the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton. And what do these brunch and basketball tickets for the WNBA team Washington Mystics entail? We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
In and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open next Tuesday. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it.
All right, just in case you missed it, tough go of it last night for the Pacers as they were routed in Game 2 in Boston by 16, and then their star Tyrese Halliburton left the game in the third quarter with left hamstring soreness. Halliburton missed 10 games with the left hamstring strain back in January. Meanwhile, Jaylen Brown exploded for 40 points for the Celtics as they just continue to score at will. Thoughts on last night's game and the injury to Halliburton?
Sorry about that. Obviously, it affects the Pacers greatly. But this was the most predictable outcome maybe of the playoffs to this point. The opportunity that the Pacers had in Game 1, the way that they let it get away from them, a game not that they could have won, a game they had won They had one and let get away. Egregious. Absolutely egregious. And so they turn around and just get ripped last night. Maybe they go home and get one of two, but this thing is going to be Celtics and fill in the blank in the West.
Here is the most interesting part of the game. And their head coach has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? Carlisle has been doing this for a long time. How did you like his explanation after the game, after Halliburton got injured, on why Turner didn't play in the fourth quarter and Siakam barely played? Well, we wanted to give our young guys some looks.
Oh, okay, good.
In the Eastern Conference Final.
Game two.
I understand you were on the spot. You were in the middle of it. You probably didn't have a chance to get together with your PR staff to come up with a logical explanation. But how in the world do you justify in the Eastern Conference Finals not playing two of your stars in the fourth quarter, basically?
I mean, it would have been better if he said, well, we didn't really have a chance.
Right.
I mean, if he had said that, at least it would have given some context to the remark. Yeah. Carlisle is 0-2, and I'm not talking just about the scoreboard. He's 0-2 in the way that he's handled both of these games.
They were down by 13 going into the fourth quarter. He waved the white flag.
Yeah, basically.
Not basically, he did.
Yeah, right.
He waved the white flag. 13 points is not insurmountable. It's doable.
Ask the Minnesota Timberwolves.
But man, you gave up that quickly?
I'm with you, dude.
And Siakam single-handedly kept him in the game in the third quarter,
too. God, he's a good player, isn't he?
Right.
He's like one of the best players that most people would be surprised to hear how good he is. Because I don't think people... Because he languished in Toronto, and now he's in Indiana. So he's in these two low kind of, you know, pub places. But he is just a baller. Really good player.
I want to look something up real quick. I have always... And I want to see where he was drafted. He was a first-round pick.
Oh, yeah. He was out of New Mexico State, and he was a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
He was a highly regarded player.
Okay, I got the answer to this. To me, Sam Presti is the best GM in all basketball.
Okay.
Yep. With that, you can make a case Tim Connelly is top five.
Okay.
You can make a strong case that Tim Connelly is top five. Masai Ujiri, for me, is easily top five.
Okay.
You know where he drafted Siakam? 27th. Masai Ujiri has such an amazing eye for talent.
Yeah.
It's breathtaking. Another huge hit for him.
Yeah, that was a very good pick.
Yep.
No question.
All right, just in case you missed it, the WNBA team Washington Mystics are selling brunch and basketball tickets with bottomless mimosas. Tickets are $105, and brunch ends 15 minutes before tip-off. These tickets include bottomless mimosas, chicken and waffles, pastries, fruit juice, and coffee, as well as a 100-level seat ticket. Would these brunch and basketball tickets entice you to attend a Mystics game?
Yeah.
Sure, why not? Huh?
Are you kidding?
I mean, I'm down with the WNBA.
That's creative. That is...
I like it.
That's Bill Veeck-ish.
Yeah, well said. It is Bill Veeck-ish. This is a viable product that is continuing to grow. WNBA is it mainstream?
It's no.
Not quite mainstream, but it is closer than it was a year ago,
Because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but I mean, it's getting there, and we may see a day where it is considered to be mainstream.
This might be the most beneficial thing to Caitlin Clark and what she has done for the WNBA. Because there were so many eyes watching Caitlin Clark, we got to learn about other really good female college basketball players.
Sure.
We got a chance to watch them when Caitlin Clark played. And a lot of these girls were top five, top 10 picks. So people saw them, wanted to watch them more in college, and now they want to follow their careers in the WNBA. She put that light on gals from LSU and from other schools I mean, I can't remember her name. What was the girl's name from LSU who's really, really good?
Angel Reese?
Yeah.
Angel Reese. If it wasn't for Caitlin Clark, would you really know who Angel Reese is?
Well, they won a national championship the year before, so.
Whoop-de-frickin-do.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
What kind of ratings would it have gotten if Caitlin Clark wasn't there? The point is, you know who Angel Reese is.
Yeah.
In the championship game, the big center for them, we know who she is, right?
Camila Cardoso.
Yeah.
Another
Cardoso is a nice player.
Yeah. But you wouldn't know who she was. Right. Unless you watched
Caitlin. No, your point is good.
So now that you've watched Cardoso, now that you've watched Reese, you're like, oh, okay, at least I have familiarity with who these women are, right?
Yeah.
I'll continue maybe to watch them in the WNBA.
Paige Beckers is gonna benefit from it greatly next year.
Right.
Juju out at
USC.
Out at USC is gonna benefit from all of those things.
She put a light on all of these other women.
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh, well, I know you want to watch basketball because you know who the players are. You feel a connection.
Which, by the way, in men's college basketball now, you don't know who anybody they are.
Is. Nope.
No, you don't know who any of them are.
Because they're all immediately into the NBA.
Bingo.
All right, that's going to do it for us, guys. Great show as always. Really appreciate you. Brett, great job today. You were awesome. Still look good without that mustache.
He's repping UCLA today, too.
He is.
He's full Bruin today.
Okay. As for you, Alex, great job all week. Bruce, you were tremendous.
Especially in photobombing.
Yes, you are. Well, listen.
I'm ranked number one in photobombs.
You and Zach Wilson now have something in common.
Mmm. That's intriguing.
Yes. Grr. Is that a cougar growl? Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Later.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.